If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
I feel like as we go throughout our lives, we all have little flaws that we see with ourselves, and some of them are not controllable. So let's go over it.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
The top 10 design flaws in the human body. Now, this is going to sound like I'm judging, though I swear I'm not. Let's just call this a vocal observation, shall we? There's quite the tall woman who walks in and out of this building on the daily, and she is the human version of a flamingo. Sweet Mother Mary. Very attractive human, but the cosmic bakers managed to make her so gosh darn knock-kneed. She looks like one of those stilt houses on the shores of a North Carolina town that's about to cave in on itself. How does she just not start breaking apart like the T-1000 in Terminator 2 after it starts walking through the liquid nitrogen? You just want to cut her off at the knees and start over. Bless her soul.
Good Lord.
He's not wrong.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, real good-looking lady. She looks like she's 12 feet tall, man, but her knees basically touch when she walks.
Yeah.
It looks uncomfortable.
Oh, boy. So these are 10 design flaws in the human body, and they start us with an unsound spine. It says our spines are a mess. It's a wonder that we can even walk. Let's see here. When our ancestors walked on all fours, their spines arched like a bow to withstand the weight of the organs suspended below, but then we stood up. That threw the system out of whack by 90 degrees, and the spine was forced to become a column. Next, to allow for bipedalism, it curved forward at the lower back, and to keep the head in balance so that we didn't walk around as if we were doing the limbo.
Right.
The upper spine curved in the opposite direction. This change put a tremendous pressure on the lower vertebrae, sticking about 80% of adults, according to one estimate, with lower back pain.
I'll tell you the design flaw, that we don't have armadillo-like armor around our testicles.
Wait for it.
Oh, okay.
How about my tail back?
Huh.
Yeah. We have a tail bone.
Right.
Give me the appendage.
It's like, I don't know, is she interested? Well, is her tail wagging?
No. Miles had sex with a woman who had a tail.
Yes, sure did.
He's like, look at that thing.
Look at that.
What is it?
Was it like just a little nub? Was it like clearly there?
It looked like it had been removed.
Oh, no.
But it looked like an Audi. You know,
just like sitting right
they
up there.
Cut the umbilical cord just too far from the body.
Right on top of the Grand Canyon, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, heavens.
Yeah, I mean, definitely was a tail.
An inflexible knee. They say you take the most complex joint in the body and put it between two huge levers, the femur and the tibia, and you're looking for trouble. The upshot is your knee only rotates in two directions, forward and back. That's why every major sport, except maybe rugby, makes it illegal to clip or hit an opponent's knee from the side.
Yeah.
It's kind of essential to everything that we do, that brutal.
You're reading this, and it's like, it just makes me nervous.
It does.
Like, I felt fine, and now you're reading this, like, oh my God, my legs are going to break, my back is...
Well, and there's so much that's complicated that's in there. Like, honestly, just this last week, the wife and I were watching wrestling. This dude, he goes off the top rope, and he lands on both feet. Lands on both feet, then immediately drops. There's something that blew out in his knee. How can you land directly on both feet,
right,
and then it blows out something that you got in there? He's got like an ACL or an MCL tear or something
that. That was Rollins, right?
That was Rollins.
Yeah, I saw that. That was brutal. Yeah, the knee's just not well designed.
No, it's not. It's a horrible design flaw. In fact, these are 10 design flaws in the human body. Too narrow of a pelvis. They say the problem is childbirth hurts. And to add insult to injury, the width of a woman's pelvis has not changed for some 200,000 years, keeping our brains from growing larger. So it's all your fault, ladies. Get bigger pelvises. That way we can start getting smarter.
Oh, you got that tiny pelvis. That baby's going to be stupid.
And then here you go, Steve. Exposed testicles.
It just, I mean, it just blows my mind because they're so sensitive. It hurts so bad. And here's my thing. Like, look, if it's going to hurt that bad to get hit in them, either if I'm redesigning the human body, either armor plate that bad boy,
yeah,
or remove the nerves in your testicles so that if they do get hit, it's not that much pain.
Right. Their problem with it is literally one sentence: a man's life-giving organs hang vulnerably outside of the body.
Yeah.
And not consistently either. You know, the purse, as it were, is
always a little crooked or something.
It's a smart type of tissue there where it's like, oh, it's cold outside. Let me just bring these bad boys inside. Ooh, it's warm outside.
You must have the perfect temperature.
Let's go ahead and see what the knees are doing. Right. So I'll go and check things out. It's like, no, man. We got the Fabergé eggs in there. We can't just be having this out there.
Up and down, up and down.
And our stupid asses, we made it a game to knock the things around.
I know. I'm going to hit you.
Right. Hey, there's my buddy.
Oh.
Yeah, look, he's in pain. 10 design flaws of the human body. Crowded teeth. Here's the problem.
Yep.
Humans typically have 3 molars on each side of the upper and lower jaws near the back of the mouth. When our brain drastically expanded in size, the jaw grew wider and shorter, leaving no room for the 3rd, furthest back molars. These cusped grinders may have been useful before we learned to cook and process food, but now the wisdom teeth, as they are, mostly just get painfully impacted in the gums.
Yeah.
My dentist that has been telling me for years that I need to get mine removed. I'm like, I'm an adult. I can't do that anymore.
Well, get them removed.
Yeah, yeah.
You can get them removed.
I know. But I have a job that I got to go to. I can't get all hopped up one day because I'm going to get my molars removed.
Well, I did. I made that mistake. Was it last year or 2 years ago?
Uh-huh.
Set up a dentist appointment, go to the dentist. I didn't know they were going to numb me up.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I got to work, and I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do the show tomorrow.
Good day to you and yours.
And I chewed the inside of my cheek.
Ah. Oh,
because you can't feel it, right? Because I was trying to eat a roast beef sandwich. My wife even said, wait.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Okay. But, oh, you mean like lunch?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
My bad.
Yeah, and I'm chewing the inside of my cheek, man. I'm like, oh, my God. It sucks. Yeah.
You ever had it when they were numbing up your teeth and you getting a feeling or whatever like that, but they were numbing up your mouth and then some of it slips down the back of your throat?
And yes, you feel and then your throat goes numb.
You feel dehydrated for the next 6 hours?
Yeah.
It's awful. Don't swallow. No. I can. It's falling down there.
Let's try.
Meandering arteries. Blood flows into each of your arms and legs via one main artery, which enters the limb on the front side of the body by the biceps or the hip flexors. To supply blood to tissues at a limb's backside, such as the triceps and hamstrings, the artery branches out, taking circuitous routes around bones and bundling itself with nerves. This roundabout plumbing can make for some rather annoying glitches. At the elbow, for instance, an artery branch meets up with the ulnar nerve, which animates your little finger just under the skin. That's why your arm goes numb when the lower tip of your upper arm bone, called the humerus or funny bone, takes a big old sharp blow.
Huh. Interesting. Who designed the human body?
The big man.
Mm.
The big man.
Great work, bud.
What is it about the fact that you've got, what is the thing that always explodes on people?
Oh, the appendix.
The appendix.
It does something. We recently figured it out.
But does it? Because a lot of people don't have one.
Like it creates bile or something like that?
Or it deals something with bacteria. I don't remember. But tonsils. Here's the thing. But you can live without it.
Right.
Tonsils.
Yeah, tonsils. Oh, I got to remove those. What? Why'd I have them?
They go with the misplaced voice box. The trachea and esophagus open into the same space, the pharynx, which extends from the nose and the mouth to the larynx, which is your voice box. To keep food out of the trachea, a leaf-shaped flap called the epiglottis reflexively covers the opening of the larynx whenever you swallow. But sometimes the epiglottis isn't fast enough. If you're talking and laughing while eating, food may slip down and get lodged in your airway, causing you to choke. And if you get older, you need to eat, swallow, and then talk.
Then speak.
Because that's how emergencies happen.
Yes. Whatever age you are, nothing is that important. Chew the food.
Right. Just do it first.
And then I'll leave you with this final design flaw in the human body. They call it a Kluge brain. The human brain evolved in stages. As new additions were being built, older parts had to remain online to keep us up and running, explains a psychologist. And that live-in construction project led to a slapdash workaround. It's as if the brain were a dysfunctional workplace where young employees handled newfangled technologies like language while the old guard oversaw the institutional memory and the fuse boxes in the basement. A few outcomes were depression, madness, unreliable memories, and a confirmation bias.
By the way, Mike, a texter, and I agree with this, this is the alternate title to today's top 10, How the F Are We Alive?
Honestly, that was the fix for the brain, was like, we're screwed.
Hey, if panda bears can make it, we can too.
You know what? That is true. If those
that's all
dumb ass roly-poly, I mean, look, I think they're cute, and I don't dislike panda bears.
Oh,
people
yeah.
misunderstand. I like them as much as anybody. I just don't understand how they have survived anything.
Look, we talk about the dodo, and dodo is used as a reference of this big stupid thing that killed itself.
Yeah.
Panda bears would be the next thing on that list if we didn't actually take a concerted effort to do this.
I agree, man. They're so dumb.
They would be the next dodo.